This is Rabbi Nissan L. Brunt, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, November 30th, 2023. Continue on Ches Amud Beis 8b, the second section. It's the green text. And again, starting fresh, V'lashmitin minalan. How do we know for Shemitah? Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. Tichsev, as it says, U'vashana hashvi'it, on the seventh year, Shabbat Shabbaton Yel Haaretz, it should be a year, right, of Shabbos, of rest for the land, at Shemitah. Now, how do you know that's Tishrei? V'gamar, we learn Gzeira Shav, again, two similar words in different contexts, creating a nice hyperlink for us. V'gamar Shana, Shana mi Tishrei, we learn Shana, the word year, from the word year of Tishrei. Tichsev, as it says in the pasuk that we established yesterday, was Tishrei. Me reishis hashana, from the beginning of the year. That was in reference to Tishrei. Shana by Tishrei, shana hashvi'i by Shemitah, it's Tishrei. Gemara says, wait a minute, there are other times we have the word shana in the Chumash, right? V'ligmar, why don't we learn, shana, shana mi Nisan. Why don't we have Gzeirah Shava from Shemitah and Nisan? Right, and therefore the first would be in Nisan, not in Tishrei, would be Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah. The Sefer, as it says, Rishon hu lachem lechodshei hashana. It is the first right month for you of the months of the year. Shana, shana from Nisan. So the Gemara answers, no. Danin, right, danin means to judge, but it means in this case the Gzeirah Shava. We use the Gzeirah Shava between Shana She'in Imachanashim, the word Shana that doesn't have the word months accompanied with it, i.e. Shemitah and Rosh Hashanah both have the Shana without Chodesh. So we learn Shana She'in Imachanashim, Mishana She'in Imachanashim, right? We learn year that does not have months with it, from year that does not have months with it, Shemitah and Rosh Hashanah. Ve'ein danin shana, and we don't learn a gzeira shava. She'eini machodashim, right? We don't learn shana that doesn't have months, i.e. Shemitah, mishana, from the year, she'yeshi machodashim, that does have months, because it says in our pasuk by Pesach, right, or Nisan, rishon hu lachem lechodshei hashana. It's that addition of months that disqualifies it for the gzeira shava. period, full stop. Vilayovlos, right? What about Yovel? Yovel, we said, is Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Yovel. Gemara asked, Yovlos be'echad v'Tishrei hu? Yovel is the first of Tishrei. No, Yovlos ba'asara v'Tishrei hu. Yovel is on Yom Kippur. It's the 10th of Tishrei. D'chsev, as it says in the Torah, b'yom ha'kippurim ta'aviru shofar. On Yom Kippur, you blow the shofar, and that's Yovel. It's Yom Kippur, it's not the first, i.e. Rosh Hashanah. So no, Hamani, we say, who is this position? We've seen this before. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he is Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the Tanya who learns in a Braisa. And now we're actually going to, this is the source, we referenced it before, now we're going to see it fleshed out a little bit. Right, V'kidashtem es shnas hachamishim shana. You sanctify the 50th year, right? That's the Jubilee, that's the Yovel. Ma Tamaloma, what's that coming to teach us? Lefi Shenamar B'Yom HaKippurim, right? It says on Yom Kippur, Taviru Shofar, but it also says you sanctify the 50th year. So, Yachal Lo Te'emis Kadesh Yisrael B'Yom HaKippurim Be'elach, you might think from the Pasuk that maybe it's only sanctified from Yom Kippur and on. Talmud Lomar comes to teach us that the 50th year, the whole year, is sanctified. V'kidashtem is shnas hachamishim, right? That's the pasuk. You literally sanctify the 50th year. Melamed comes, that part of the pasuk comes to teach us shemiskadeshes veholechas mitchilasa. It is sanctified and it travels, it kind of continues, but from the beginning of the year. That will be further explained tomorrow. But this concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.